Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing today? Good. It's good to be back with you. Jody and I, well, technically I had a staycation over the last week, but yes, we did some day trips, but it's good to be back with all of you since we were gone last Sunday, and we're glad that you're with us today in worship, and the Lord invites us by His grace to enter into His presence today and receive of what He wants to do in our lives today. So we're glad to see all of you and welcome all of you. And we want to welcome those that will be listening online, the service maybe later this week or whenever. And so we want to welcome all of them that may be tuning in online. And a little bit later on, we're going to be continuing the series that we've been going through, Standing Strong. And we'll be talking a little bit about how do you handle intrusive thoughts. Intrusive thoughts. So we'll be looking at that a little bit later on. So as we begin our worship service, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory to the Father and to the Son.
As it was in
let's join together there in our bulletin for our call to worship. Before we even knock. Before we even ask. Before we even see, pray, and worship. Well, let's join together there. If you'd like to sing out of your hymn book, it's hymn number 449, I Stand Amazed, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me in the garden, He prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for His own grief, but sweat for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. In pity, angels beheld Him and came from the world of light to comfort Him in the sorrows He bore for my soul that night. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, He made them His very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransom in glory His face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of His love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Aren't you glad for His love today? It's a wonderful thing. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. Awesome God, we come to Your house this day, knocking and asking that the door may be opened. We come seeking Your face and yearning for Your presence in our lives. Open the door of our hearts, lift our faces, and meet our longings that we may find rest in You. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And if you're still got your hymn books and you want to sing out of that, you can turn to 540. Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. The four verses there this morning. Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Lord, the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will while I am waiting. and dry me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Well, I'm going to invite our kids. If they would come down, I think we got three or four of you. Come on down.
Crazy and we're overwhelmed and everything's happening at once and we get anxious because I'm scared or afraid. Or I don't know if I can do that. It seems overwhelming. And you know what? I think he helps us. Because Paul says that we can allow Christ's peace, Jesus' peace, to help us when those thoughts come in like that. And you know what? It reminds us then, like I always tell you, we're never alone. Even if you feel like you're alone, sometimes at school or wherever, or you go somewhere new, different. Because God is always with us. Okay, you guys can head on downstairs if you want to head down there. The kids, they got a lesson for the kids and some activities there this morning with Miss Rhea.
Bye, Grant. And as they're heading down there, we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And if you happen to have a joy or concern today, we want to give you a chance to share those. And so, who would like to start us off this morning? Somebody. Who was that?
Ian,
yeah. Okay.
And Jean with her eye can still give her trouble with the water and everything.
Okay. That all of them? Okay, go ahead.
Ian's having more tests.
Okay. Yeah, and I think he's been on our monthly list there. So yes, but we want to remember Ian, Georgia, Linda, Priscilla, all of them, and Jean this morning. Somebody else? Yep. Okay. Someone else.
Matthew is in transit someplace. We don't know where, but hopefully when he gets there.
Okay. Her son, Matthew, who's a lieutenant colonel in the Army, overseeing a tank division or group, however you want to call that. I don't know what it is.
Battalion,
yes. That's not surprising because that's bigger. And they are going to be going to Poland eventually, right? Yeah. Yeah, but we want to keep him and his the battalion in our prayers there. And hopefully she'll know more when he's over that way in Europe. So, yes. Okay, unspoken. I saw another. Yep.
I come from a family that lost a loved one this week.
What's that?
Mary Eichhorn's wife passed away this week.
Okay, so we want to remember the Eichhorn family. The loss of that loved one. Somebody else? Yep. So we want to remember that family in our prayers. The loss there. Somebody else.
I have good news, I think. Saturday. 50 years.
That they've been married.
Same man, yeah, 50 years.
Wait a minute, you think that's good news? That's funny. Your husband rolled his eyes when you said, I think that's good news. Yep. And so congratulations. That's wonderful. And also we want to remember Carla, who is going to have a little procedure done this week. And we want to remember her in our prayers. And I think that's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah. So we want to remember that. Or remember her in our prayers. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Let me share a few other things. We want to remember those that we have folks traveling. We want to remember the Caulfield family with the loss of Dex's mom that passed away. I think we had prayed for her a couple weeks ago, and then I think she was on the list last week for them. Dex, I had was texting with Dex this morning, and the funeral service or part of it's today. I'm not sure if it's 2 day or 1 day, but anyways, so we want to remember them. Anybody else this morning?
We forgot to thank Eric and Jeannie for painting the windows.
Yes. Thank you for saying something about that. We were going to have a painting day, and we never fully got all the details of it. And Eric showed up and started painting. And his mother-in-law showed up to drop something off and started helping him paint. And they got those front windows out here painted. And they look great. So we want to thank them for all that. Anybody else this morning before we go to prayer? All right, so she's going to play here in just a moment there, and quietly in your seats, if some of these names or situations or whatever come back to your mind, or maybe something you carried in with today that you may want to give to God, you can do that quietly in your seats, and then I will come and close us out in prayer. Our gracious God, we come before you today, and we're trusting and thanking you for all that you do in our lives. But today we trust you that your power works in our lives, in our communities, in our world, in ways that sometimes we don't always see. We thank you for calling goodness forward, for supporting love and creating justice, even in situations that seem hopeless to us. Lord, we're going to pray this morning for those who lift up their voices in troubled situations and nations. Lord, we think of Ukraine today. We think of the starving people in Gaza right now, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will inspire leaders with courage that will listen to the voices that cry out in pain and desperation. We pray for those whose daily lives have been disrupted by forces beyond their control, Lord. For those with illness, those burdened by daily life, making ends meet, those facing the effects of drastic weather, as we've seen in Texas and other places, and even places around the world. We pray for those, Lord, who live out their commitments to the well-being of others day by day in healthcare and education, social work, public service, armed forces, first responders, our men and women that support us in so many different ways. Lord, we pray that you'll support them in times of stress and inspire them to carry forth in what you've called them to do. God, we pray for our friends and neighbors near and far and from all who travel, that are traveling, Lord. We think about our own church family, those that are on vacation, those that are away. We pray that you will give them traveling mercies and be with them. For those whose names have been listed today and mentioned, God, we lift up each one of them, Lord, for Priscilla and Linda and Georgia this morning, and Ian and Jean and Matthew and his team, for Carla, for the procedure that she's going through this week. Lord, that you'll be with them. May you bring healing, strength, and recovery. Lord, that you will guide and direct, give them faith and support and courage during this time. Bring healing, Lord, as only you can do. Bring peace, we pray today. Lord, we lift up the Burnside family. Lord, we lift up the Eichhorn family and the Caulfield family. God, that you will give them comfort and grace and strength today with the loss of those loved ones. Lord, we lift up our baptismal candidates, and as they have made that decision and responded to your call in their life to put their faith in Christ, may you bless them as they go through that experience and fill them with your Spirit that they can carry forth to do that work that you've called them to do, Lord. Lord, we pray for these unspoken needs that were mentioned, and maybe others today that have come in. Maybe someone's carrying a heavy burden today and they cannot share. God, we just pray that you'll give them strength, that you'll give them grace, that you'll meet the needs of those unspoken needs, whatever they may be. May you work in those situations. And we thank you for that today. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of the service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word, as we hear it, and may it build faith in our hearts. And may we understand of what you've done for us and what you provided for us in our lives. And we're so grateful. Continue to strengthen and equip us to support those lives that intertwine with ours. For you have called us as your people, Lord, embraced by your love. And we give you thanks for all of these things in the name of Jesus, the Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our prayers, O Lord, incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. And it's how through your faithfulness that we continue the work of the ministry here of the church and can be a blessing and continue forth the missions work. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Well, if you would join with me for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin there. Loving God, you fill our hearts to overflowing. May the offering we return to you this day reflect our gratitude for your many blessings, so the world may come to know the richness of your love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading is kind of a short reading today. We're going to be reading two verses out of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to be reading verses 15 through 16 this morning. Christ has given you peace in your minds. So let that peace direct thoughts. God has chosen you to be like one body as his people. So he wants you to live together in peace. Thank God for everything that he gives to you. Let Christ's message always be in your thoughts, with all good things that it brings. Use that message to teach and warn each other. Be very wise as you do that. And also, sing all kinds of spiritual songs to praise God. Sing hymns and psalms. Sing with gratitude in your hearts. That is God's word for us this morning. I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Okay, how many of you remember 2 weeks ago I couldn't find a joke that I was looking for? It was on that page that I was looking at, but I did find it here. And so I usually start my message with something funny. So I have it for you here. A mom and her daughter were out in the garden, and the mother was using manure to help the plants to grow. Some of you are very familiar with that. You've probably done that. I remember one time in my life where my brother had to get horse manure to put on the garden because he knew that that was going to make an even better difference in the garden. I don't know if that's true or not. You can tell me about that later. But anyways, the daughter asked, does manure make humans grow too? When I told her no, Serenity, the 7-year-old, said, "Oops, I already put it on myself." As we continue our series this morning on Standing Strong, we've been talking about a lot of different things we face in life. And today I want to talk to you about facing intrusive thoughts. Have you ever had unwanted thoughts or images that got stuck in your head before? Usually we can ignore them and move on, but sometimes they just keep popping right back up. And that's why they're called intrusive thoughts. And nearly every one of us has had them from time to time, maybe often, maybe daily, depending on what happens in your life. They're usually harmless, but if we begin to focus on them or obsess about them, they can start to disrupt our lives and our relationships and everything else we can probably think. Now, here's something I want you to kind of think about, which is going to kind of guide a little bit of what I'm going to talk to you about this morning. Research shows that when we are actively avoiding upsetting thoughts, one part of our brain is working to keep them at bay, you know, to keep them so that they ain't bothering us or overwhelming us or whatever. But the other part of our brain is searching, listen to this, searching for other thoughts that will protect us from the thoughts we're trying to avoid. And I wanted to share that and get you to hold on to that. This is scientific stuff, research, probably brain research, whatever you want to say. And but I wanted to share that with you because this, only a fraction of those intrusive thoughts can we often control in our lives. And if you know when that happens to you, you understand that, you're aware of that, I understand that. But because of that, then, as they were talking about, we need other thoughts then to help us overcome these negative, intrusive thoughts that we don't want to see in our lives. And from our reading this morning, I think Paul offers us some thoughts to focus on when we're facing those other negative intrusive thoughts in our lives. And as I was sharing with the kids this morning, the first, obviously, if you happen to grab the sermon outline this morning, is the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ. Now, I preach from this passage many times. I've read Galatians, Ephesians. I've read those books over and over and over again so many times. But for some reason this week, this really struck me. Why? Well, obviously, peace is a divine gift given to us through Christ. It's for us. His peace is there. In fact, in John chapter 14, Jesus said this to his disciples before he left this world. My peace I give to you. Not like the peace that the world has, but my peace. In other words, he left his peace as a legacy to his followers. It's there for us. It's there for us for every day of our lives. And when facing intrusive thoughts, his peace is available to us as an inner serenity in the midst of chaos, as a calm in the midst of distress, as harmony in the midst of discord, and ease as an alternative to whatever those thoughts are doing with us. Remember, I shared with the kids, when we have scary intrusive thoughts, nightmares, we wake up. We're worrying about somebody in our family. We're overwhelmed by fear or whatever it may be that those kind of things can bring stress not only in our emotions and all of that, but can bring stress into our bodies. Even to the point where it affects our heart and our breathing and other things. And we have to realize serenity, calm, harmony, ease, and say, thank you, Lord, that those are mine right now when you're facing those thoughts. And that's what I want you to see this morning. Let Christ's peace redirect our thoughts, or redirect your thoughts, however you want to say that. Instead of being abused or tormented by those intrusive thoughts that keep us awake at night or whatever it may be, begin to dwell on his calm, his serenity, his harmonious peace that offers us an alternative and redirects our thoughts, gives our brain, so to speak, when I went back to that research thing, gives our brain something to grab a hold of that can counter those negative thoughts in our head. Because his peace, Christ's peace, Jesus' peace can be a guiding force in our hearts. And he even talks about in the faith community, the body, the one body that we're called to. The peace of Christ helps us. Second thing is the word of Christ. The word of Christ. Paul talks about that, about letting the message or the word of Christ dwell in us or reside in us. His words and wisdom are grace, are a grace alternative to those intrusive thoughts that we sometimes face. Just let his teachings, what we remember that he taught us, permeate our minds. You know, we just prayed something a little while ago that he taught us, that we say every Sunday, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." In that, just right there, we can let that be one of those alternative thoughts that our brain can grab onto when we're facing those intrusive thoughts as an alternative. And Paul doesn't stop there. He presses on a little bit further and he reminds us something else about the Word of Christ. And we do this every Sunday too. Worship redirects the focus of our thoughts. Let that happen in our lives. When wrong thoughts cannot be righted, Paul talks about singing hymns and psalms and spiritual songs that can redirect your thoughts and redirect our thoughts. I mean, how many of you have ever been having a bad day and you hear one of your favorite songs come on the radio and all of a sudden your entire mood shifts? All of a sudden, it's different. Something's changed. And you get done singing that song and you feel different and better. That's what we're talking about here. And I have found that worship helps me refocus on what I have in life and what God has done for me. And listen, even helps me vent intrusive thoughts. They always say that the Psalms in the Old Testament is Israel's book of worship. Well, in the Psalms are what is what is called these types of psalms where the psalmist will be angry and vent out this anger and frustration of what's happening and going wrong in life. And all of a sudden, you find out, hey, well, they're venting it. Why can't we vent? And I've told you this so many times. I have a good friend from college. He said, "Jason, why don't you just tell God about all those things? Why don't you just tell him about how angry you're about so-and-so and why you're frustrated with this person at work or whatever?" And here's what he said that caught me. Because God already knows what's inside your brain and your thoughts and your heart anyways. Just tell it to him. Get it out. Let it out. Get it off your mind. Get it off your back. Throw it to him. And what does that do? What does that do when we do that? And for some of us, it comes through music and song. And here's what I want you to catch. Such music helps us be grateful people. And in some situations, it helps us to be grateful again. Because when everything's going wrong and our thoughts are going in bad directions, negative directions and everything else, I don't know if you're like me. Sometimes I'm not grateful in those moments. Sometimes my mind is elsewhere. And music with gratitude offers an alternative to countering those painful, anxious, doubting, nagging thoughts that we sometimes battle with. Chase and I had a conversation the other day in the car. My son is going to be a sophomore in high school in the fall, and he plays on the golf team, and he's hoping to make varsity this year. And Dad has been very anxious about all that. And he will come home and I'll say, "Well, how was your score on the 18 or some of these tournaments he's played in?" And we've sent him purposely to some of the hardest courses in Southwest Ohio this summer that he could play in them. And he would come home and he'd be frustrated with his score, and I, Dad mode kicks in, and I say, "It's okay. It doesn't matter. because we want you to be able to play those hard courses so you know what it's like and get better. Well, deep inside Dad, there's this underlying anxiety about all this stuff. And we were talking the other day, and I let a little bit of it out in the car. And he's like, "Dad, come on. It's okay. I'm going to do fine." And in that moment, he was teaching me. And I was thinking about that as I was finishing up this week. And I thought, boy, don't we need that? Here he was, being the strong one and teaching me in the midst of it all. And there's always those things that intrudes in our thoughts. And thank God that we have the peace of Christ and the Word of Christ that helps us through it all. And how much we need that. Don't let intrusive thoughts keep us from enjoying the life God has called us to live. Amen. Amen. Well, you can take a few moments here this morning, greet one another, and go around and shake a few hands and say hi, and then we'll close out with our little chorus there as we finish out our service today, and then we'll be heading down to the Pattons for the baptism. To turn to 489 in the hymn book. I'm pulling one like I did a couple weeks ago. The first verse is in the hymn book. The second verse on the PowerPoint is a new one, and I've sang it this before. So, into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Out of my heart, out of my heart, shine out of my heart, Lord Jesus. Shine out today, shine out. Let's join together for our benediction. As we leave this place, God is with us.
God is with us here and now.
Let us go revived as ambassadors of compassion, embodying Christ's peace and living in hope. Amen. Amen.